Time right now is 8:30. Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page as well. Typically here I ask the Christmas giveaway question, but I forgot my sheet in the other room, so I think I'll do that after the break. So stick around for about 10 minutes, and I'll give you a chance to win $100. This morning, my guests representing the University of West Georgia, we've got the Director of Athletics on my left, Jason Carmichael, and UWG's brand-new football coach, Joel Taylor. Cool enough to join us this morning as we talk about the process of bringing Mr. Taylor in, Coach Taylor in, and what we can expect in the coming years for UWG as they start the Division I schedule next year. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming out. Yeah, it's good to see both of you guys. Good to talk to you before the show, too. Well, let's start at the beginning. Jason, we learned, just us regular folks learned, about a month ago that longtime head coach was stepping down.
I can jump in there, Colin, on that. I mean, obviously, Coach Steen steps down, and then we're in the mode to try to find the next captain of the ship. And it's a big ship. You know, we talk about that often. Coach Taylor's heard that a lot during the process. It's for us. It is sort of that lead ship in our fleet. Honestly, football is
in this many space. Colleges.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to get it right. And so we knew that. We engaged with a search firm that helped us with the process. And we were actually up and down. I mean, the big macro level timeline here would be we were up and down in about probably 12 days, honestly, from start to finish in that process. And then, again, staying at that high level, I would just say as we went through it, I think I had a chance to interact with Joel three times ultimately in a more prolonged way, and just came away every time more convinced that we needed to grab hold of his coattails, frankly. He's a coach on the rise. It was a person that really I thought would resonate, is going to resonate with our folks here, our team, our community, the West Georgia region. And we've seen that even the last 2 weeks. I've seen that. It's all been confirmed. But it was exciting. I've been through a lot of processes where it's not exciting. It's a lot of, what is Aaron Rodgers? I need a dark retreat or whatever to kind of get my mind right. I can make sense of what I'm seeing. There was no challenge like that. There was a lot of intensity and a lot of information coming our way. But everything we were gathering just made it clear and clear as we went through. This guy was a guy that we needed to grab hold of if he'd come over. And we were excited to get him.
So. Very good. Coach Taylor, also our guest this morning. So just 2 months ago, you were with Mercer.
Yeah.
Was this part of your plan here? Where did you see yourself at the end of the year? You see yourself coming back to Mercer next year? And I guess how did you come across this opening? And then, take us through that process.
Yeah, you say 2 months. It was actually 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So 2 weeks ago, just got done playing our last game in the playoffs. But I've always been a guy that kind of been where my feet were. You never really look towards the future. You know, I just always thought, you know, if you do a great job where you're at, I think people will find you. So had a great time at Mercer, great people, great kids, owe them a tremendous lot. We had a great season. And I knew things were going to happen after the season. We've been there for 4 seasons, changed our program, played really, really well defensively. So I knew things were going to happen. But at the end of the day, it had to be the right decision or the right choice to leave Mercer. They've just been so good to me. And like I said, I fell in love with those kids and fell in love with the community, you know. So, towards the end of the season, I get a call, from a search agency asking me would I be interested in West Georgia, right? So it's the first time I'm hearing it. I'm like, man, West Georgia, I've heard so much about it. Never really been on campus. But I heard all the great things about it from my coaching buddies, colleagues, things of that nature. And I tell you what, I said, I think it's time. I think it's time. And I get a call maybe 2 or 3 days later from Jason, and I think we hit it off right then. I think he was at his at the president's daughter's wedding.
It was around that time.
He was working during the wedding, which is crazy. Yeah. And I thought we hit it off then. And I was like, well, shoot, because usually when a search firm, reaches out to you, they're just collecting names, mm-hmm. right? So they may collect about 30 names, and then they say, hey, who do you want to pick from? So I knew I was in it when he called, which was crazy. We're getting ready for the, play Gardner Webb, the playoffs, all those type of things. It was the first time Mercer ever made the playoffs. So it was important. It was huge. Yeah. So for me, I wanted to make sure I had all my attention there, but this opportunity, it don't come around too many times. So I wanted to be prepared for that as well. So we set up a Zoom on that Wednesday, it was. And, oh, my God, crazy day. But you know, it was a long day. We get off practice. I got an interview with ESPN, and all of a sudden I get off the interview with ESPN, so I'm getting ready to get on with Jason, and I just find out our kids just got in a car wreck. Okay. Yeah. Both our starting corners and our starting wide receiver. So I'm kind of, you know, just in a different mindset. You know, I'm like, oh, man, like, do I do this interview and or do I, you know, go see the kids? And I stayed at that interview with Jason, and those guys are okay. They were okay.
Honestly, I don't think you would have told us that story.
Yeah. But they were okay. I'm talking, they were very, very lucky, very fortunate. Mm-hmm. And like I said, me and Jason hit it off again on that interview.
Well, he's likable enough.
There's no doubt.
Sure,
there's
potential.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that, guys.
So we get off the phone call. Hey, man, now all my attention is really towards, you know, Gardner Webb. And, you know, we went and beat Gardner Webb. Got a call, I think might have been Friday, asking, hey, you made the Final Four. And, you know, do you want to come up and do an interview on campus? And I was like, man, that would be awesome. You know, I want to see campus. I want to feel campus. You know, so I got on campus, man, and I was like, whoa, you know, I didn't know West Georgia had all this. So I was impressed when I came on campus, and then got a chance to, you know, sit down with Jason and Dr. Kelly. And let me tell you what, man, I was impressed by both of them, you know, just being in person, just feeling the energy, you know, seeing the vision, you know, seeing how excited they were about this program. So they sold me. They didn't know that, you know. Yes, this is a great job to get, but I tell everybody, man, you know, when you're taking a job, for me, it was three things. My wife got to be happy, you know. You got to be around good people, and I felt that from Dr. Kelly and Jason. And then this was a tremendous opportunity. So those three things kind of aligned and went home because we had to get ready for South Dakota State. And then I get the call. On that Monday, you know, and honestly, Jason, he tried to stay cool, you know. He was like, hey, you know, and then all of a sudden, hey, you're the guy, you know. You're the guy, you know. And I said, you know, I would love to be the head coach at West Georgia, and here I am now.
So you knew it before that game then?
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell your team?
No, so we wanted, and credit to those guys, we wanted to do a great job keeping it quiet, in this profession, everything gets out, and it didn't get out. Mm-hmm. And we did it the right way. We didn't want to put no attention on me. We wanted to, you know, keep the attention on the game, give ourselves the best chance to win. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we did not win. We didn't play well. But
well, they're not too shabby though, South Dakota State. Right?
Yeah, but we didn't play well. We didn't put our best foot forward, and that's the disappointing part. You know, it was a tremendous season. We told the kids after. And there was a lot of, I'll be honest, I boo-hooed in there. You know, once I see my players start crying, and it all came out, man. It all came out. But it was a beautiful season. Like I said, I owe those kids, you know, everything. I really do.
Before we take our first break, let me ask you this, Jason. Were you seeking, I mean, because he has the great defensive credentials, improved the Mercer defense year after year after year. Were you looking for defense? You're not focusing on that?
No, I think we were looking for somebody who's high level in their craft, for sure. I think we engage with people, and Joel heard this a lot, we engage with people and under the mindset of, can you be a CEO of our program? And that requires, I think, some expertise. I mean, you cannot just come in with a background in candle making and come in and run a football program. There's a lot of organizational structure to it, but you've got to have some expertise. You're teaching people how to be coaches. In our space, you're bringing on new coaches. You've got to be able to work with them and show them how to become a better coach. So you've got to have that in your background. So we wanted to see that demonstrated. I think coordinator level experience, just to get down to the weeds, is important, like real coordinator level experience. I don't mean title only. I mean you've actually done the job. I think that's important, but we weren't looking for one side of the ball or the other. We engage with setting head coaches as well. We were looking for someone that was, we saw as being the leader of this place and could do the CEO work and do the sales work. And I love how Joel has landed on this phrase. I heard him use the other night. He's not selling anything because it's just real, but somebody can be energetic about what's going on in West Georgia, in our region, on our campus, in our football program. And he embodied all those qualities. So, the defensive side wasn't one thing or the other. I will say the expertise he displayed on that side of the ball, though, was very appealing. Yeah. And we kept getting that confirmed to us.
What's the process for bringing in assistant coaches?
Yeah, we got bringing our staff now. I'm not sure if I can say the names that we got already. The biggest hire that we got to make, and we're going to have interviews next week, is offensive coordinator. I know everybody want to ask me what type of offense you want to run.
What kind of offense do you plan to run?
I want an offense that's going to score points and be exciting. Somebody asked me the other day, he was like, well, he was at Citadel. You want to be under center? Like, no. Like, you know, but I want an exciting offense. I want to be able to run the football. I think that's important. I don't care if it's a spread offense, air raid, whatever it is. But I also want to have a guy that has background in different styles of offenses. Like, as a defensive guy, I'm known as a 4-2-5, but we get in a whole different looks. We're a multiple defense, because I have the background in all of it, and I think that keeps offenses, off kilter.
On their toes, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want the same thing, as an offensive coordinator. I want that guy to be able to, change up different looks, make it tough on defenses, but I also want him to have the ability to get the ball in the playmaker's hands. He may be a spread guy, but we got two all-conference backs. But we better become a two running back team, So those are some of the things I'm looking for. Like I said, we got to be able to run the ball. And when you run that ball, it just the RPO game comes off of it, which is tough. Play action pass, boot, nakeds. And if you got to do that quarterback, man, you can spread it out and do whatever you want to do. But everything starts with the run game. But I want it to be exciting. And I want fans to put their butts in the seats.
That's what we want. We want to exciting.
And be excited.
All right, I think time right now is 8:41. That's what this clock says. Anyway, we'll take our first break and come back and continue our conversation with UWG football coach Joel Taylor and director of athletics Jason Carmichael. And I will ask that question, the Christmas trivia giveaway thingamajiggy, when we come back from this first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
.842, welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, UWG football coach Joel Taylor and director of athletics Jason Carmichael. Before we continue our conversation with him, got to give away $100, the random Christmas trivia cash giveaway question today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day for this. When you know the answer to this question, visit our website at newstalk1330.com. I'm out of breath for running out of water. And you just click that random Christmas trivia cash giveaway banner and answer the question and give out the information. Today's question is, in the movie Elf, what does Buddy apologize for in the note that he leaves behind? Newstalk1330.com. All right, now our guests, as we talk about the upcoming football season for the University of West Georgia, how long do you predict or do you see that it takes to make that kind of transition from the kids who are used to playing a certain style and may have to learn all the new plays? And how long does that process take, do you think?
I don't know if there's a number on that, honestly. The one thing I want to do is I want to bring in great teachers. I think if you bring great teachers, that, of course, it's going to happen a little bit faster. Hopefully by game one, we're rocking and rolling, ready to go. I can tell you this, we're going to be pretty good on defense. We got to find a quarterback. Once we find that quarterback, a guy that can, put some points on the board, we're going to go pretty fast,
Do you have different intentions? Maybe, I don't know if you're familiar with maybe the recruiting style of the previous group, but do you have different territories that you'd want to go to recruit or?
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna protect this house. We're gonna protect Georgia. We're gonna be in every high school. There's so many West Georgia alums that are in the education field, head coaches. So we want to do a great job of using those resources. And Georgia is probably the best state. I'll be honest, in the Southeast. It's better than Florida, better than South Carolina. And I hate saying that because I'm from South Carolina.
Oh, so you can't go back now.
but it's we got some really great coaches, guys that are developed. And I'll be honest, we're in a great, you know, football town. And when you talk about, you know, Carrollton, Bowden just won a championship. You know, Joey does a good job at Carrollton. You got, you know, Central Carrollton. Then they went 12-1 this year, 13-1, something like that. Villa-Rica right up the road. You got Temple. I mean, you got really good talent right here in our backyard, and we want to do a good job of keeping those guys home, you know. So, you know, we want to do that. But we are a bordering state as far as tuition, you know, so we want to use those resources as well. I think anytime you got a big pool, you know, I think it's big, you know, because at the end of the day, Georgia is highly recruited, you know, so you're going to go against a lot of different schools. Now, I think West Georgia's the best school. Don't get it twisted. You know, it's a first choice school. But, you know, we're going to, you know, use, you know, those other states as well and bring some guys in. But, you know, I want to keep it, you know, in Georgia as best I can.
And you you did have an opportunity to meet up with the team and talk with them. How did that go?
Oh, it went great, man. I thought I was received well by the guys. You know, the one thing I let those guys know, like, I'm a player's coach. I want to have fun. That's what I want to do. We put so much time and effort into this, right? I'm a player's coach. We're going to have fun. But I don't play, you know. So there's going to be a sense of accountability, you know. I mean, you gotta do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, you know. And, you know, they're going to do a great job of, you know, teaching that discipline and just do all those type of things to build a culture. When I talk to those guys about culture, to me, you know, a lot of people talk about culture, 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 but what is culture? You never truly define it. And to me, you know, defining culture is bringing people together. That's culture, right? How do you do that, right? Okay, the faster you do it, the faster you go, right? Okay, the tighter those guys become, the further they go. So for me, it's not only to get, you know, our guys tight, right, and get them fast, but it's also the student body, it's also the community as well. Right. In my press conference, I said, hey, it's not about me. It's about we. Right. If we want to do the transition well, it's going to take all of us. OK, it's not you hire a head coach and all of a sudden it just happens. No. No. It's everybody that's involved that's going to make it happen. So but that was my message to the guys. That's my message for everyone. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to take all of us.
It's a message. Maybe think of this. Do you have a mantra that you're going to bring on? Because, you know, you see, like, you know, West Virginia University was trust the climb, and yeah. Bremen High School examples got, you know, gotta get after that ass. Is there some similar mantra that you're going to have for this?
You know, I don't have a mantra, but I'll tell you what our foundations are. And like I said, I stole it from Coach Chronic, and I firmly believe in it. I really do. It's love, compete, and believe. I think those three things, if you do those three things, I'll tell you what, you can go far.
You know, I mean, stuff like that, though, you know, it does work for the community. I mean, you put it on a T-shirt, and everybody becomes part of it.
Yes.
Yes.
And when we talk about it, you know, like I said, love is the strongest word in the dictionary. It really is. You know, so we want to love each other. We want to love the community. We want to love everything about our program. And then compete. You know, it's, to me, I'm a black and white guy. It's either you beating a guy in front of you or you passing a guy in front of you. Straight, that's what it is. So we want to create an environment of competitors and guys that love football. And then the last thing is, like I said, is believe, you know. You know, too many times guys don't believe in themselves, you know. It's just so many just different things are pulling them and telling them this, telling them that. So it's my job, you know, to, you know, make sure, hey, they have the confidence to believe in themselves, you know. And I'm going to believe in them to empower them as well. So those are going to be our foundation. That's what we're going to teach off of. That's what my assistant coach is going to, you know, preach, and hopefully, you know, the community starts saying it as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
speaking of the community, have you had a chance to get in and around the community and check out maybe our more popular spots and find out, you know, like, you pick your own restaurant yet or anything like that?
Not yet. I've been on the go, but I have been in the community. Met a lot of different people, and please, if I see you again and I don't remember your name, just forgive me. You know, it's been a lot of names, but let me tell you, man, just. I just feel the support, you know, I feel the love, and I'm just so excited to get back into the community. That's one thing that we're going to do. We're going to serve the community, you know, with our players. I just think anytime you serve people, you invest in people, you know, it just makes you just feel so much better about yourself. It's too many times it's me, and that's not who we're going to be, you know. So I'm just excited to kind of just continue to get into the community and, you know, like I said, love the community.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for the football season. We'll take our final break here and come back and continue our conversation with UWG football coach Joel Taylor and Director of Athletics Jason Carmichael. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
All right, 850. Welcome back to the Community Voice program. My name is Colin Worthington. My guests, EWG football coach Joel Taylor on my right and director of athletics Jason Carmichael. The big news coming up for sports is that entering Division One athletics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we see any does that include like upgrades in equipment, stadiums, yeah. Getting different jerseys?
Yeah, we're going to announce the indoor facility here in 2 minutes or something.
Hey, all right.
We'll make that happen.
Yes. Just call in and let us know that you want to put your name on that. We'd love to talk to you about that. No, it's progressive, and that was part of the question with Coach Taylor, too, honestly. Is, okay, what are the steps? I'm not coming over there to be average, and we're not hiring somebody to be average, right? So we have to look at that. The first, and you've heard this story before, Colin, the first build-out for us, and I asked Coach Taylor when we hired him, I said, how's your math? Because it's about to get really interesting, because part of this elevation is we're going to invest in scholarships. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got to invest across all our sports, and football is probably the league leader in where our investment's got to happen. Part of that is because the community just heard this story, but we're looking to get ourselves into a place where we have access to play whoever we want to play. And part of that, when you want to play, as we say the term, big boys, you've got to be at a certain scholarship level to go do those things. Mm-hmm. You got to be a certain scholarship level to go be competitive anyway. Yeah. So those things are synchronous. But we're going to accelerate what we do in that space and really try to get going with football scholarships. Certainly equipment changes are in the works. Division One in general, we had our new conference mates on campus yesterday. The Atlantic Sun was there all day doing an orientation meeting with our staff. Coach Taylor got to join that for part of it. The world is awash in change right now in Division One. Right now, we are just trying to focus on the core things that are going to make us excellent. And investing in student athletes, investing in coaches, investing in other resources are going to be part of that for sure. The schedule is going to change. We've talked about that. We'll play an almost entirely Division One schedule next year. We are going to add, we had to add a one game to get one more home game. We're going to pull in a D2, but for the most part, we're playing 10 Division One games next year. We're already under contract for our first FBS game, Power 5 game, 3 years down the road. We're going to get another one probably 2 years down the road, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. So those things are all happening behind the scenes. Basketball is already interacting with they'll probably play 3 or 4 of those games like that next year. It's all changing, and we're excited to be part of it. But it comes down to coaches and student athletes. So everything that we hear from our coaches that they need, it goes on the list. We try to prioritize it, try to make it happen. Obviously, it's not unlimited what we can do, but we try to get that done. A lot of that really is centered on how do we get great coaches, keep great coaches, get great student athletes, keep great student athletes. That's the marriage that's mm-hmm. meaningful. I can walk out of here, and I told him to send it out when we come back from Atlanta. And by the way, I want to go back. He has greatly underscored his own self on his community engagement in the last 10 days, because I don't want him to have a meltdown here later and go, what have I been doing the last 10 days? Because basically, he's going to leave here, go back in the think tank, go back in the workshop and do football stuff, and I'm going to walk over and say, hey, coach, we got to go to this thing next. And he's been a champ. I mean, we've drug him everywhere. He handed out hot chocolate on the square the other day, then jumped in the parade and all that while he's moving. But we've got to have those kind of movers and shakers in these seats to help us move into this new space, because it is a new world, and we've got to be able to run through it fast. And going slow is contagious, going fast is contagious, and getting people that want to move fast and aggressively is what we need right now. So we're excited to have him.
And you're already recruiting for this season and for the future. I think you're working with some students this week.
Yeah.
Is it how much do they know about that there was this jump to Division One, and does that, you know, what does that mean to them? Can you tell that that's a big deal to them?
Oh, there's no doubt. It's a huge deal, and everybody knows it. you know, a lot of people say, what took so long, you know? So West Georgia's been, you know, great in tradition, winning games, had really good facilities at the D2, you know, and everybody's like, man, when are they going to do it? And time is now, you know? Yeah. So it's been great with the kids. It's been received very well. You know, most guys want to play at Division I level, you know? So, you know, for us to be able to recruit those type of kids, it's going to be awesome. You know, now we got to get them.
What do you, how do you feel about the name, image, likeness, NIL? How do you feel about that? And I guess, does UWG have like a foundation?
Collective? We have a foundation.
Okay. But well, right. Well, I meant
Yeah, the collectives are where those, you see a lot of that stuff housed out of right now. I think we're probably, you know, what we see, just some contemporaries, we see North Alabama, for example, I think is launching a collective. And that's a school that we've mentioned before. It's kind of a model for, they're four or five years ahead of us in their transition. So we would be, you know, it'd be foolish to say we're never going to have one of those. That's something we're going to have to investigate and look at for sure. But there's a lot of interest, actually, in some pockets for that to happen. For me, like I said, we're talking about scholarships right now with our our team internally, but that's a piece of it. We understand that. So,
But our students, athletes, are they able to, like, say that, you know, Kroger wants to use them, they can put them up on the billboard so they can get your tailgate?
We actually have, to your question, and that's not how you ask it necessarily, but I'll answer it with some more information. We have people on NIL deals now. I mean, the urban legend is how much money do you actually make at that, right? That's the thing. And that's part of what the frustration is, even at the Power 5 level, is people leave programs going to somebody else because they're being told this is what I'm going to get for NIL, only to find out, well, that's if we sell 200,000 units of this product, I'll give you that money, you know, a T-shirt or whatever. Now, there's real money in some levels, and there's some other money that's just getting thrown out, too, that never really materializes. But we have some athletes, you know, we have a visibility on doing some apparel things, just, you know, free gear mainly, if you'll do this and repost on social. It's a lot of that kind of stuff right now. So,
all right, about two more minutes left in the show. What can we expect over the coming weeks? What's your schedule once you, when the new year starts? When, you know, you're going to have Christmas with your wife, which is awesome. But, yeah, starting next year, what's that look like for you?
Yeah, first we want to finish up recruiting here. Right now with the recruiting, we're going just transfers for December. And then we're going, once January hits, all our focus is going to be on the high school guys. So we want to do a really good job of getting around, getting as many high schools as we can, seeing as many kids as we can, and sign a really good class in February. After February, after signing day, what we're going to do, we're going to start mat drills. Mat drills is something that's going to be very, very challenging for our guys. It's going to give me a chance to kind of see how guys, you know, react, you know, because right now I'm learning these guys, you know, because at the end of the day, they got to go through something hard because we're going to have a tough football team. You can't have a tough football team and not go through something hard. And then I think the kids are going to get ready to go on spring break. But we'll have two practices right before spring break. It'll be helmet practices. So that's going to be more of, hey, teaching them how to practice. You know, all the things that we want, how we transition, how we dress, just all those little things. Let those guys go on spring break, and then we're going to start spring ball right after spring break. And then I think a week later, those guys will have exams. So to finish out the semester.
Already memorized the schedule. Yeah, man. We don't have a minute, but does UWG have a red-blue game, the spring game?
Yeah, we'll have a spring game. Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah. We'll have a spring game. And I think that, man, don't have me lie. Is it the 20th?
April 20th.
The 20th, okay. Yeah.
Very good. Guys, thank you. And congratulations to both of you. Fine pick. And, you know, welcome to West Georgia.
Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in this morning to the Community Voice program. If you missed any of this, it'll be in podcast form on the website, newstalk1330.com. Or if you missed the question, the Christmas question, that'll be on there too. Go back. And thanks for tuning in this morning. Tomorrow, we're going to say the bad C word. We're going to talk about COVID and reflect on that from several years ago with a positive story. So tune in for that show tomorrow morning, Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3.